Hey, some news time now, 729, emergency triple team traffic. What's got your attention, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, it'll take you over an hour to get from Point of the Mountain to Salt Lake on the main line of I-15, and most of that extra time is all coming between Bangor Highway and Draper and the South 215 interchange. HOV lane still blocked by the crash in Murray, but all the other lanes are open. Unfortunately, that hasn't helped with the backup. And we've got a second crash in the backup now. Right now, it looks like they're in the HOV lane or maybe on the left shoulder, but it looks like they're in traffic northbound 15 just prior to the 114th south exit. Eric Butler.
Heading northbound in Utah County, I-15 is looking pretty good once you get past 2100 north. And if you want to avoid those delays, you might want to use 2100 north to get to Redwood. Once you get past that, you do have some slowing initially before you get up to Point of the Mountain, then get back up to speed at SR-92. Heading through the mountains, I-80, no problems this morning from South Salt Lake to Park City. Heather?
5600 South and Roy has delays from 3500 West all the way over to Hill Air Force Base. It'll take you quite a while to get through. On I-15 southbound, you're going to have off and on delays starting near 650 North Clearfield all the way down into Salt Lake City. Check engine light on. More than 50% of the time, it's nothing major. Get it checked for free at AAMCO. Their trained professionals can help. Go AAMCO, AAMCO. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.